Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Looking forward to this week's show, but we do have some unfinished business from last time.
I said, start with the word penultimate. Change one letter to an S, and you can spell a five-letter word for a person associated with religion and a six-letter word for a building associated with religion. What are the words?
What are they?
Well, if you change the U to an S, you can spell saint and temple.
Usually the two don't meet.
Not usually. All right, Ian, on March 6th, 1983, the first games of the United States Football League were played. The USFL was the brainchild of businessman David Dixon, who saw a market for a football league that played in the summer, when no NFL games were scheduled. In 1983, the league was comprised of 12 teams, including the Boston Breakers, the Birmingham Stallions, and the Los Angeles Express. The team owners voted to switch to a fall schedule for the 1986 season, which led to mergers, an antitrust lawsuit against the NFL, and ultimately the dissolution of the USFL after they were awarded, and this is true, a $3 judgment.
Don't spend it all in one place.
The payment was made in 1990, including 76 cents interest, but the check has apparently never been cashed. To commemorate the first USFL games, this week we'll play categories. I'll give you a category, and you come up with things in that category that begin with each of the letters U, S, F, and L.
That sounds fun. Okay, I'm making a little chart for myself.
He really is, listeners. I can see it. He's got the four letters correct. That's pretty good. Mobile phone apps.
Snapchat.
Good.
Facebook.
Yep.
Uber and Lyft.
That's right. Uber and Lyft are a nice pair. Counties in New York State.
Okay. Ulster.
Yep. That's the only U.
Saratoga, of course.
All right. Can you get some other S's while we're in the neighborhood?
Schoharie, Schenectady. Yep.
St. Lawrence, Schuyler, Seneca.
Ooh.
Steuben, Suffolk, and Sullivan.
Franklin County, New York, which we cover.
That's right. I presume you'll be able to get one of the L's.
Livingston.
Very good.
That's a good hint.
Thank you. The other F is Fulton County.
Of course.
And the other L is Lewis County. Stringed instruments.
Okay. Ukulele.
Yep.
Sitar. I guess you won't take Stradivarius.
No.
A lute.
Lute. There's also another four-letter L.
A lyre.
A lyre is good.
And F. An F-hole bass.
All right. No. Partial credit.
Fender?
No. That's.
I mean, that's a brand.
It's a brand, yeah. No, this is the name of the thing.
Fiddle.
A fiddle is good.
A fiddle, I think, is different from a violin.
Yeah, I think it's one-word country names that also have one of the other three letters in their name.
Sudan.
Sudan.
Laos has an S.
Yep.
Finland has an L.
Yeah, Finland is good. There's a lot of lands.
What part of the world are we in?
Asia.
Uzbekistan has an S in it.
That's right, Uzbekistan has an S, yep.
Fun clue.
All right, and finally, words in the titles of feature-length films by Pixar Animation Studios.
This is not my wheelhouse.
I think you'll be familiar with most of them.
Okay, did they do Toy Story?
Yep.
So S.
Story for S works, yep.
Up?
Up is good. There's one more U for Monsters University.
Oh, Frozen's Disney.
Mm-hmm. There's only one F word, but it was in two titles. That helps.
Oh, Finding Nemo.
Mm-hmm. And Finding Dory, so Finding is the F. The L is also in the title of a movie about animals. Animals is stretching it, but I'm sure it's just going to bug you.
A Bug's Life.
Life, right, for L is life, yep.
I saw that in theaters, too.
Oh, did you? Well, Ian certainly scored a touchdown this week. He went 5 for 5, or 20 for 5, I guess. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions to take a look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase football game. Change one letter to a W, and you can spell an eight-letter word for something Lady and the Tramp probably ate, and a four-letter word for something either Lady or the Tramp might say. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get to work on that challenge and be back at the same time next week.
We'll see you then.